power to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm April Richardson.
And I'm Kyle Dawson.
And tonight, Kyle, it's and April, since you're here.
Thank you.
This rarely happens. Usually we record months in advance. But tonight, the episode of recording right now is going to go up tomorrow. I say it's very exciting. Listeners will think, who big fucking deal? It's the same for us. We don't care when it's recorded. But
maybe they don't want to know how the sausage is made.
Maybe. Before I tell you what the topic is tonight, I want to throw out a quick thank you to a listener, Will Warren, who through my wife got me a Billy Bragg CD. It's the first Billy Bragg CD I've ever owned. It's from 1988. It's Workers' Playtime.
So good.
And April, what do you think of Workers'
Playtime? I fully approve. I have a vinyl copy of it framed on the wall of my bedroom.
This is it signed?
It's not actually. It's funny now because, no, I didn't want him to sign it. Mm-hmm. Because I have a wall in my bedroom that's nothing but albums, and so okay. I wanted it to be uniform. But I have so many. At this point, it's like, I don't need your autograph anymore. I have your initials tattooed on my body,
that's
dude.
True.
We're cool.
How are the... Now, this has a bonus discs of a ton of songs.
Oh, yeah. You got the reissue.
Oh, yeah. I got the whole... This is a sweet package.
Yeah.
There's a reissue like this, you buy that stuff, right?
I think I do. Well, this is going to gross everyone out. Pick up some names I'm dropping. I have everything Billy's ever done because one of the last times I was in London, mm-hmm. he was like, you can just go to my office and take whatever you want. So
crazy.
I took a ton of stuff.
That's crazy.
I mean, t-shirts and like every CD, every bootleg, every everything.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's got the Jam cover. You covered That's Entertainment. That's
you just threw
here.
Out a Billy humble brag.
Yay. Not very humble at all.
No, not
but
really.
But yes. Yeah.
So I'll be giving this away. No, I'm kidding. This is mine.
Oh, how dare. You're like, oh, it's a new coaster.
So tonight, I had a couple emails and stuff that people say they love our crosstalk up front. The talk that's not even about music. The
right.
talk that's about basically about me asking, being a creepy old man and asking.
A creepy
April,
man.
All about
asking
her.
Asking me my uneventful personal life. Very uneventful.
Because you always have funny stories and stuff.
Yeah, but they're few and far between.
You find the humor in bad things that happen to you.
How can I not? Or I would jump off a cliff. That good date that I talked about on the last episode went south very quickly. mere days after I talked about mm-hmm. that, he was like, can we just be friends? I was like,
was that actually,
sing the story of my
that?
Life.
Would you?
Yeah, basically he was like, let's just be pals.
What's better though? Is that better than like wondering what's going on or you know, if he just comes
oh,
out
for
and tells
sure.
You?
Oh, 100%. I prefer. Yeah. I appreciate up front. Oh, I'm not. Yeah. It was cool of him to say that.
Right.
I mean,
you don't want him
that.
To say that, but it was cool that.
Absolutely. Rather than like ghosting on me. Like, are you kidding? That's a million times better. Yeah. So I was like, okay. And then pretend to be super cool about it. And I'm super not cool about it. I'm very sad, but I was like, it's okay. We're bros.
Are there, like when you're out on this fun, comfortable tour and you're playing these big shows at theaters and stuff, are there groupie, weirdo groupie guys?
No,
only
I haven't.
For Chris.
For Chris.
Yeah.
Can
to
you
be
sign
honest,
my TARDIS.
Yes, that definitely happens. I have been weirdly like asked out for sure after mm-hmm. shows. I mean, lately we've been in cities for like one night. So we'll leave like right after the show. But I've had guys be like, do you want to go get dinner now? And stuff like that. Where I'm like, well, I got to go get on a plane. Like this isn't the, also you live here. Like what? No.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, it's not like Motley Crue style where it's like, dudes like want to fuck. Like it's different for ladies. It's so different for ladies. You don't understand.
What would the response be to that? What would the guy have to be?
It depends on what you look like.
He would. Oh, it's all. It would be all looks.
100%. Don't paint me to be shallow.
What if he was like total douchey, but he was amazing looking?
That's another difference between ladies and men, for sure. Because I've talked about this with plenty of dudes.
All right, I'm just asking. I don't know. I haven't dated for 20
right, but it's
years
like
now.
Guys will fuck anything, and girls kind of can't. Like, because even if a guy's like so hot, but then he starts talking and he's an idiot, that kills the boner. Like, I'm like, oh, you're an idiot. Like, it's kind of hard to
right,
forget
right.
that.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So we're different than men in that way.
Yeah, like guys don't care if the girl's dumb.
Exactly. You guys don't give a shit. But like for me, yeah, it's kind of.
If the girl's dumb, the guy thinks, even better.
Yeah, probably.
This is going to happen.
But no, so there's never, it's not. It is so interesting because I do have friends be like, yeah, go get laid on the road. And I'm like, it's not. For girls, it's also like a safety issue.
Who are these friends? Are these girlfriends or guy friends?
Both, for sure.
Go get laid on the road.
Yeah, which I'm not against that in theory, but for a woman, it's more of a, it's harder to be like, hey, total stranger dude, come to my hotel room. And also, please don't murder me. Like,
that's true. You got it. They have to go, you have to have like a metal detector on the outside of your hotel room.
Yeah, it's a little different. So.
What,
but no, it's never happened to me.
So Robert Durst out.
All right, calm down. Don't speak Durst too soon.
Oh, also, did you watch the Leah Remini thing on 2020?
Funnily enough, I didn't because I was at my parents' house. So like we were hanging out and I totally forgot, but I watched clips of it. And I did love how candid she was fully like, Tom Cruise is a weirdo.
In People magazine, she says she's at Tom Cruise's house for a party. And Tom wants to make cookies.
Right.
Just like slice and bakes, you know?
Right.
But he, and the slice and bake stuff is right on the kitchen counter, but he just doesn't see where it is. So he brings his assistants in, who are Scientologists.
Right.
And he starts berating them.
No.
And he holds his hand above his head and he says, he doesn't say L. Ron Hubbard. He says, LRH is here. David Miscavige is here. I am here. And then he says, and you, and he holds his hand like down by his knee, are here.
No, yeah. Because they can't find the cookies.
Because he can't find the cookies that they're supposed to have. And then, of course, they say, oh, it's right here. But And then she says, I don't know what happened to them, but I'm sure they were whatever.
Yeah, they were like put in a cage or something.
Yeah, and had to scrub toilets for a penny.
Yes, but, for a billion years.
She, on the 2020 thing, what I loved, she said, she goes, you know, when I was going to leave the church, she goes, my whole family was in the church. My mom, my sister, my husband. Now,
right.
When she met her husband, he's like a Cuban singer.
Right.
And then he joined Scientology because of her. And they interview him too. And they go, well, was it hard to leave? He goes, no, that's my wife. They go, but you joined Scientology. He goes, yeah, I joined because of her. He goes,
right.
If she would have been a Muslim or a Buddhist or Catholic, he goes, I was just into her. Whatever she was into, I'm going
to
be into it.
See, I don't need to watch that part because I'm going to go, I'm never going to find love like that. Right. A guy who's like, I'll be a Scientologist for you? There's love.
He was just like, I was so into her that whatever she would have been into, I would have checked out and tried.
Right.
So she said, I was scared when I decided to leave. She goes, cause I didn't know if these people would leave too. She goes, but all of us left.
Yeah. One thing I didn't know until I read about that special is that she had been raised in it. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I like that. I read some stuff where people are like, she's just trying to, you know, drum up sales to make money. I'm like, I'm pretty sure those King of Queens checks are still coming.
Like she's comfy.
Yeah, she's
also
fine.
I really, with all of this, like going clear and I don't understand how they're going to stay in business. I don't understand how any person today would be like, you know what? I think I'm going to join Scientology.
New recruits?
How could they be?
Yeah. So anyway,
we'll see.
I just bring that up because we've talked about that.
No, I'm obsessed with it. I gotta find it all online because I just watched clips here and there.
Oh, it was cool. I like it because she's even before she was out of it, anytime I saw her, she was always like, you know, speak, you know, what do I want to say? Candidly.
She's like a real like ball buster.
Yeah, she's like a ballsy broad.
Yeah.
Let's get the artist we're covering tonight has so many songs. I think he has 31 studio albums. He's got a million hits. Songs that everyone loves. It's like playing a Beatles song. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows these hits.
Mm-hmm.
The artist is Elton John.
That's right.
And again, since we're recording tonight and it's dropping tomorrow, I put out on Twitter that if people threw out some of their favorite Elton John songs, we would try to play a couple of these. I'm quite pleased that we're getting a lot of people tweeting songs that they want to hear. So,
it was hard for me to not just play the entire Honky Chateau album, by the way.
There's so many great albums.
That
album
is so
great
funky and rad.
And I listened to some albums this week that I had not heard in a long time. And in there, I just put them in and played like the whole album out. And it was, I'm like, now I'm going to be listening to Elton John now for the next couple weeks, just flat out. But I have a big list. You have a big list. Can we start with something that David Wilde suggested?
Yes, because I agree with him full fully. And here's the only tricky thing, David, and everyone who requested Love Lies Bleeding. It's the opening of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. It's the combo of Funeral for a Friend / Love Lies Bleeding. Like, obviously, I can't play that whole thing. It's like 12 minutes long. But I just, it's the most badass opening track. Just mm-hmm. how that instrumental fades into that, like, rockin' tune.
Yeah.
I don't really know where to drop the needle in this, to be honest. Just, like, go for it, like, halfway.
Yeah, jump around.
Yeah.
So this is Love Lies Bleeding into Funeral for a Friend, requested by David Wilde, but also on April's initial list.
I don't know why this is annoying. We literally just...
Really? That is weird. Did we not... Did we put the... But no, everything's working. Everything. So this one was requested by David Wilde via Twitter. This is also on April's original list. So this is Love Lies Bleeding... right into Funeral for a Friend. So let's play some of this. Be the longest Elton John song ever.
It might be. It's 11 minutes.
Times platinum.
That album was?
Yes.
Sure.
It's a two-disc set. Side one on LP is Funeral for a Flend.
Funeral for Ned Flanders.
Thank you, Dr. Ken.
Lies Bleeding.
And then Candle in the Wind, and then Benny and the Jets. Mm. That's
hit,
side one.
Hit.
Now, if
boom,
it's on CD,
boom.
If you have a CD, the fourth song is Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can't start stronger
all
than
hits. All hits.
Hits. It's crazy. All right, let's continue. Kyle, which album is my first song from?
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road also. And let's hear that. I think this is the song that closes out the album. Let me make sure of that. I don't want to give misinformation. Yes, this is track 17. This is Harmony. Have you quit doing time for me? Or are you still the same spoiled child? The only place you thought to go. Am I the only man you ever had? Or am I just the last surviving friend that you know? Harmony and me, we're pretty good company. Looking for
to bring my laptop next time. I just never do, and you guys come correct with the facts in like 2 seconds because you got all the facts in front of you.
Well, you know what? I do that, and then that way you can just have fun and comment freewheeling style.
You're the straight guy and I'm the dummy.
No, if I'm the straight guy, that would make you the funny person.
Also the dummy. Well, the dummy's
it's not
funny.
The dummy.
All right, well, my song is from Honky Chateau, which again, I wanted to play this entire record.
So dumb, you stupid dummy.
This one is called Susie, and then in parentheses, Dramas, but this is like just a funky jam, like that entire record is. You could just draw the needle anywhere on this, I think, too, because it's just like all 4 minutes of radness. That song.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
I've put it on so many mixtapes for people.
It looks like the first person to tweet at us was Michael Bagford.
Okay.
And he wanted to hear either This Song Has No Title or Gray Seal. So let's play a little Gray Seal.
Yeah, play that. That was almost on my list.
From Michael Bagford. Another one from Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. But is it raining? Never say goodbye. So yeah, Elton John's just been, I mean, from the time you were a kid, he was just on the radio.
Like he's never not been in the charts.
Right, never.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were born when he was in his like 80s period.
Yeah, I was born in 79.
79. So
I came to know him as the guy who wore the bedazzled Dodgers uniform or Donald Duck.
Donald Duck, Dodgers costume.
Totally.
I love me some 80s Elton John where he would wear the hats.
Oh, the Step Right Up ticket taker hat? Yes. That is a fine phase of his.
That's a great
like
look.
Like club at the end of the street and stuff? Yes.
He wore like some nice suits and like a nice hat.
Dude,
and
the I'm Still Standing video?
It's great.
That's like, I want that to be my winter look. Ticket taker hat, white tails. It's total Step Right Up.
Because Michael Bagford, that last song, Gray Seal, that was from Michael Bagford. This one's, I'm going to play one from that period. This is from the Breaking Hearts album. That's the album that Sad Songs Say So Much. Did you just sniff your armpit?
No, I looked at them.
What are you?
I forgot to shave them today and I realized I kept raising my arms.
You're a little bit like Patti Smith on the Easter album now.
I didn't shave them for a couple of days and now they're
it's not
great.
It's fine.
It's real feminist of me though, so deal with it.
Literally, I look across and she
probably.
You didn't think I would say anything about it.
Because of these rockin' tunes, I've been pumping my fists. And then I was like, oh shit, I wasn't clear on the armpit hair situation.
It's fine.
I had to do a check.
You're fine.
All right.
It's not fine. It's nothing. It's a little shadow.
It's a little shadow. I have 5 o'clock shadow armpits.
5 o'clock shadow. It's a little shadow. And you look a little bit right here.
No, I shaved that yesterday.
I'm kidding you.
For sure. I did, though. I shaved it yesterday.
So joking.
I'm talking about my lip, not my boner.
People are like, what was April wearing last night? She's wearing her mini skirt with like a
I'm talking about
belt.
My mustache.
So this is from Breaking Hearts, and this is a deep cut. This is called Slow Down Georgie, She's Poison.
Hey there, Georgie, got a couple of things to say. When you're my friend and to a certain me, you've seen you act this way. But my hands are tied and I can only try to talk you out of a fall. Cause the reputation of the woman you're dating's about as nasty as the Berlin Wall.
still on my bucket list. Never seen him in concert.
So, oh my God.
I got to do it. I know. I have to go.
The best. Go to Vegas. It's not that far.
You've never heard my Vegas story?
Oh yeah, we've talked about this too.
Yeah, I got there. We got there. We flew there for my birthday. Had some dinner. Walked over to the Caesar's Palace, and they handed us a slip that said,
"Yeah, but you can go. It's a 4-hour drive."
I know. I know. I got to go.
Go for a weekend.
I got to go.
It's easy.
The Red Piano or the $1 Million Piano.
Now it's the $1 Million one, but I have the Red Piano one on DVD. Like I just watch it sometimes. But I saw the $1 Million.
Do you think if I just borrow that, it's the same as being there?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool.
What you do is you put it on your TV and then you stand as far back as you can.
As far back.
Get some people
to
stand in front of you. Yeah, yeah.
That's hysterical. Well, would you come over and hold your phone up in front of my face?
Sure, for sure.
And then I'll watch through the phone.
I am that good of a friend. Excellent. I will definitely do that.
I would love it. What do you got for us?
Well, it's also hard for me to not play the entire Too Low for Zero record.
Oh, my God. That was like a comeback record for him.
I want to play the whole thing and I might play half of it, but right now I'm going to play Crystal. Which is a jam. Was that on your list too?
Crystal was on my list.
All right. Go like a minute into this, I guess. But yeah.
Crystal's a great tune.
I want to play this whole record. Oh, Crystal. The world is your oyster, you're a bird. But he is a jewel of my friend. I'm shallow in the end. Crystal, you'll be a little girl. Oh. Shout at the fire for no one. Cold heart truth is stronger than a song. And it breaks my heart to see us go this far. We're just captives in our several cells. And without help, there's no peace behind these bars. And if she leaves me, who handle we care? Don't hurt a little crystal.
I don't want to stop any of these.
I know. So good.
So good.
That was the first album where him and Bernie wrote the entire album again together. There was a couple albums before that.
Right.
Jump Up. And they were writing songs together, but that was the first full album that they were back together.
Right. Now
they've been back together ever since. Ever since. Because, you know.
Yeah. Don't fix what ain't broken. Don't break what ain't fixed.
Let me ask you something, seriously. You have to choose. You can, for the rest of your life, you will either, you can hear Lennon.
I already don't like
you can
this.
Hear Lennon and McCartney songs, or you can hear John Toppin songs. Who would you go for?
Here's why I'm going to say Elton John. Mm-hmm. And I think we've talked about this also because I was like an annoying punk rock brat. Mm-hmm. I didn't listen to the Beatles till I was in like college.
Yeah.
Because in high school, I was like, I'm so punk. I'm like, the Beatles suck. Fuck
also,
the Beatles.
There's more Elton John.
There is more Elton John music too.
But because of that, like obviously now I love the Beatles. I get it, whatever. Yeah. But I liked Elton John before I liked the Beatles.
Yeah. It's funny. And I'm going to say the same as you because I think I've heard the Beatles so much and there's still a lot of. Like, if you put on a Beatles album, you almost know every single song.
Right.
Elton John albums, you might not know.
He might still surprise you.
Yeah, you might be surprised by some stuff. So.
I feel like you're going to get hate mail that we both just answered it that way.
You know what? It's not like I said, hey, would you rather listen to REO Speedwagon or the Beatles?
Right.
That, I think right. We threw out there two pretty good head-to-head competitions. Can I have your the little wire? Because this song's not in there, I know. Andrew Rich, who writes our show notes every week. I can't thank him enough. There's very few ways to repay him. So when he tweets that he wants a certain song played, how can I not do it?
Yeah, you jump.
So this is a song. I don't even know this song. This is off Rock of the Westies. And I got to be honest with you, I didn't own Rock of the Westies. It came in the mail today from Amazon.
Okay.
I only know the hits on Rock of the Westies. So this is a song called Street Kids.
All right.
I don't know this song. Do you know this song?
Yeah.
You do know it?
Yeah.
I'm just going to start it from the top. Here we go. This is for you, Andrew.
The whole thing planned. It must have been
like it. I like it, Andrew. Good deal. Street Kids, Rock of the Westies. Rock of the Westies has one of those album covers that you don't... like, how is that the album cover? It's just like... what do they call the hat that Sherlock Holmes wears? A deer stalker?
I would just call it a Sherlock Holmes hat.
Yeah. Sherlock Holmes hat. All right. Exactly. That's what I'll call it. And it's just like, and Elton's just got like a striped shirt on. He's just like looking at the camera with some big glasses. Like it doesn't, are you looking at it right now? It doesn't look like that would be like the art director would go, here's the album cover.
I think that was right before he started getting plugs. No, this is still 70s. I was going to say, didn't he start getting plugs in like the mid 80s?
Now he's got like a full rocking head of hair right now.
Right. Cause it's like, totally. Has he ever talked about it, or did he pull a Jeremy Piven where he's like, just pretend I was never bald, everybody? Like, where it's like, no, we remember you were bald.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's ever talked about it.
I don't know either. I imagine he would. He seems like an open
book. Yeah, he doesn't seem like, because Jeremy Piven does it. He just tries to be like, oh yeah, I've always had hair, guys. And we're like, no.
And then people say, who are you? Get away.
Yeah, gross.
Like, I think Elton John would go, bald people suck and are ugly, so I don't want to be that.
Right.
So get over it.
Yeah, he...
Sweetheart.
Yeah, he does seem like he would be pretty open about that. But. Yeah.
I'm gonna let you go now. I'm going to skip my turn for a second.
No, don't skip your turn.
Go. Just fucking skip it.
Are you sure?
No, okay.
Yeah, go. Don't be polite.
Elton John had an album out in 69, two in 70, one in 71, one in 72, two in 73, one in 74, two in 75, 76, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82. I mean, like, it was like every year an album.
Hit machine.
And every year, at least two hits. On, whoa, easy now. What's going on out there? Bat Out of Hell just went by.
That was crazy.
So, yeah, the output of this guy is crazy. Even if the album wasn't that good, sometimes it would have a great song that I loved. For example, there's an album called A Single Man, and this song is called, Part-Time Love, 1978.
Hold on.
Sorry, Kyle.
That's okay.
Mine aren't in order, my thing.
Yeah,
you got it?
Cool. I got it.
I just love that song so much.
It's great. I just had to look up the year of the one I was about to do.
This is when he wasn't writing with Bernie. He wrote this whole album with a fellow named Gary Osborne, and that became his writing partner when Bernie wasn't
dropped out.
Because Elton does not write lyrics.
Right. Yeah, we talked about this because I remember somebody. I got in an argument with this dude, a heated argument, because he was like, Elton John sucks because he doesn't write his own lyrics. I'm like, that's the most tired argument in the world.
Yeah.
That's like saying like Frank Sinatra sucked because he didn't write his own music. Well, like, get fucked.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Excuse me?
Oh, what are we talking about?
And because it's like, know your strengths. It's like, that's what songwriting partners do. One guy is not good at writing music, and one guy's not good at writing words. So you form together and do it.
And what I love about that is, so he hands Elton the lyrics to your song.
Mm-hmm.
And then Elton... Does he say this is a slow song, this is a fast song? I think Elton decides.
I think we have talked about it because I argue that's harder. I argue that is harder than writing the entire thing yourself.
Yeah. And the words come first.
Yeah.
Like usually people write the music and then think up
the vocal melody and shit. Exactly.
Yeah, it's harder.
So I think it's harder.
Who is that dude?
Some dumb dude in like high school or something.
Fuck that guy.
All right, I'm going to go to 2001. This song's called This Train Don't Stop There Anymore. Super awesome slow jam.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you'll remember, had a killer video in which Justin Timberlake.
Robert Downey Jr. then was in the.
Yeah, video. So I don't. That was a whack ass video because it reminded me of. Do you remember that terrible movie that Robert Downey Jr. was in that was like.
Iron Man 2.
it was around that same time and it was like a play that turned into a movie. So it was like super wordy and I was like, this is so annoying. And then I read it was a play. I'm like, well, no wonder.
Yeah.
So that video reminds me of that terrible movie. But this train don't stop there anymore. This is a beautiful.
All right.
You may not believe it, but I don't believe in miracles anymore. And when I think about it, I don't believe I ever did for sure. All the things I've said in songs,
all the purple rose you bought from me. Reality's just black and white. The sentimental things that write never meant that much to me. I used to be the Mid Express.
Such a great song.
All steam and whistles heading west.
So this, on this album, he went back to basically the way the first Elton John albums were done, where it was very, very rootsy. You know what I mean? Very, even some country tinged songs on those first Elton John albums, which I love.
Yeah.
This is a, here's a tweet I just got in here. Dennis Hoxie. He says, throw in some The Bitches Back.
Hell yeah.
My mother would play it for my sister when we were very young. And then he put, not even kidding.
Questionable, but okay.
Do you have it in there?
Is it on your list?
It's not on my list.
It's not on my list either. So throw it
but
over
it
here.
It is a jam.
It is. Throw it over here. And I'm not editing any of this stuff out because, again, I'm going to have little to no time to. I'll edit out that first part where we had a misstep. Of course, I'll edit that out. But this is for, what's this fellow's name? Dennis Hoxie? I can't remember anything. I'm stupid. But let's find The Bitches Back for this dude. Is it? I'm looking for it. Talk amongst yourselves till I find it.
I forgot to bring anything from Peachtree Road, the song named after the road in Atlanta where he lives part-time, where April is also from.
Well, then I dedicate this song to you just for making that mistake. This is another album cover. I don't know what's going on. Literally, I don't want to turn it off. I just want to hear the whole song.
I know.
There were only two hits on this album, Caribou, The Bitch Is Back, and Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Oh,
so,
what a song.
Yeah, two clunkers.
I love the live version with George Michael. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Elton John. It's my favorite.
I know. That's a good George Michael you do.
Thank you. I think of that like once a week, just George Michael specifically saying
go
that.
Go in the bathroom and then yell that.
There's not enough hours. There's not enough hours.
From his natural habitat.
There's not enough hours in the day or week for you to tell me all the things that you do. When you watch The Red Piano, you think about this thing.
Look, I'm a renegade. I don't have a wife or a kids, a husband. I got nothing to do. Don't you understand this?
You like ladies? Because you said you don't have a wife.
I'm just saying I got no partner. Something. I got nobody. I got no kids. I got no voice of reason in my life. I wake up around 10. Mm-hmm. 9 if I'm lucky.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, how am I going to spend my day today? Maybe I'll watch a little EJ. Watch a little EJ DVD. Maybe I'll recite that George Michael part a couple times in my head. I have no responsibilities.
If you liked girls romantically, what is your type?
Romantically?
Because my wife says she would want, if she liked girls, it would be someone with big boobs because she doesn't have big boobs. So she goes, why? I would want someone that had something.
No, that's funny. I would want like a masculine lady. I've been like attracted to ladies that I had this one professor in
Katie
college
Lang.
That I was like for sure attracted to. Katie Lang is pretty hot.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. Not like I have that great of boobs. Like not for the same logic, but
different logic.
I'm so into dudes that I'd be into like a masculine.
Be into
lady.
A tough lady.
Yeah, for sure.
I get it. And that would mean I'm not into. So I would say if I was into dudes, it'd have to be like a lady dude, because I don't really like dudes.
Right.
I said I don't really, which sounded like maybe a little.
You just sort of like dudes.
I used to say when I would tell people how many sex partners I have had.
You would tell them this regular occurrence of this coming up?
That's what guys do.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
I've only been with, I wouldn't say a gender. I would say I've been with 5 people.
Just to be like keeping them guessing?
I didn't even think that it was that I was saying it as a joke. I would just, that's just how I said it. And
I think I have said that too.
And then Mike Schmidt said, dude, that is so funny when you say that. I'm like, why? He's like, Because you don't say women, you say people.
I think I've actually...
They are people.
They are people, Mike.
I think I've said that too. I've never slept with a girl, and I feel like when I answer that question, I'll be like, I've only slept with five people.
Yeah.
I feel like I say that too.
Maybe Mike Schmidt's got a problem.
I feel like I also...
He needs to say ladies.
I don't know why. I always just say that. Like, even if I'm saying...
I say broads.
Broads. I feel like even if I'm dating someone, mm-hmm. I say that. Like, I'm dating someone, or like the person I'm dating. I don't know.
I'm dating a people.
A people. The person I'm dating. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Who am I kidding? I probably say dude in all circumstances.
Yes, you do.
No matter what gender or whatever do. I'm talking about.
Well, once again, Dennis Hoxie, that song was for your bitch sister.
Yeah. So, your words, not ours.
I don't know what her... your words, buddy. I don't know what her problem was growing up, but disaster. God, yeah. I hope she's not. I hope she hasn't passed, Dennis.
Oh,
I hope she's still with us. I do. I hope she's still with us. You need this? Kyle needs my wire. Okay, Kyle, I'm going to jump to a song that was on a soundtrack of a movie I've never seen. I don't know if anyone's seen this movie. This is from 1971.
Oh, you were saying Romeo and Juliet.
I thought you were going to say Lion King. I was going to be like, bye.
No, I'm not playing that Lion King bullshit.
Yeah, that stuff doesn't count.
He did Romeo and Juliet most recently, which he didn't re-record. He just re-recorded songs with like, Romeo.
Yeah, forget
awful.
It. That's terrible.
I ignore Disney-ish Elton.
That's because his husband, David Furnish, was a producer on that film. So he probably said, yes, David, I'll do something for it.
Yeah.
Toppin's not in town, he just repeats the...
That way, David, you can feel like you contribute to the
kids.
Household.
Don't they have like two kids now? So they I can do. See him being like, okay, I'll do stuff for kids' movies.
What do they get for their kids for Christmas? Like a golden unicorn?
A million dollar piano.
A million dollar piano?
Do they have a panda ride?
Yeah.
The kids ride pandas.
I mean, is it just pretty much any rich and famous person's kids are spoiled? I remember asking Dave, I remember asking Dave Grohl this because I was like, especially if you grow up mm-hmm. poor, because mm-hmm. Dave and I had relatively similar backgrounds. And I was thinking, because I was like, if I ever get to be insanely mm-hmm. like hundreds of millions of dollars rich, like I would pretend like I didn't have, for the sake of my kids,
right?
I would act like we don't have that much money. I can't buy you all these gifts. But I wonder if, I think you don't. I think you spoil your kids more because you're like, I know what it's like to grow up with nothing. Yeah. So you like super spoil them.
Well, here, I'll give you an example. This was today, but it was Veterans Day. It still is. And my daughters wanted to go over to, there's a new outdoor, because I didn't have school today. There's a new outdoor mall by our house and they wanted to go over there. My oldest is 15, the youngest is 11. And so, and we've never like dropped them off together like that, but they really wanted to go. We knew they'd be fine.
Right.
So, my wife says, well, give them $40 to have lunch with.
And holy.
And then
each
read. No. And then Rita doesn't have any money in her bank because she just spent all her money on a Polaroid camera the other night. So give her $20 to spend.
Wow. Now,
who is she? Rick DeMint?
Yeah. No, look, I know. You look out, DeMint. So now I felt, to me, that's excessive. I'm like, I don't remember my parents.
I got like $10 a week.
Throwing $60. Well, they do get an allowance. Sarah gets 10 a week and Rita gets 5 a week. But yeah, for this.
I think I got like 12. Like, no matter where I went, my parents are like, here's $20.
I just felt.
And that was it. And then I brought them change.
And let me tell you something. They'd
be like, here's $11.
They spent every.
You gave them $60.
We gave them $60. 40 for them to have lunch.
Where are they eating lunch?
They went to Panera and then they got ice cream. And then Rita bought a poop emoji pillow. You know the poop emoji?
Yeah, I'm familiar. Yeah. I'm still tripping over a $40 lunch for kids.
Well, they did eat at Panera.
I mean,
half a sandwich.
Y'all need to go to
ladle
Arby's.
Full of soup is very...
Eat garbage like kids do.
Eat garbage, exactly. So, I'm like, I never remember my parents handing over $60 for the mall.
Right.
Ever.
Right. Well, hey, look, we got to account for inflation. You got to adjust for inflation. But even like, still, it's like
why don't they just eat lunch here?
What chores do you guys make them do? I had to mow the lawn, and I got $5 for the front yard and $5 for the backyard.
Sarah does all her own laundry, so we don't have to do that.
Oh, I didn't have to do laundry.
Yeah, she does all her own laundry.
Oh, that's nice.
Really, all they have to do is empty the dishwasher. It's all a fucking thing.
That's their only chore?
It's pretty much the one.
And do they have to take out the garbage?
No.
What? You need to add to these. For $60. They need to be taking the
this
garbage
wasn't
out.
An allowance. This was like, hey,
they're getting a bonus.
Happy Veterans Day. Go
here's
have
your
a party.
Veterans Day bonus.
Yeah, they put on their Beetle Bailey shirts and they went out.
I love that your kids are in hate. I'm like trying to make your kids do more work.
They should do more work.
I could mow the lawn.
Gee, if only you were in control of that.
I know. What?
Be meaner.
Guess maybe we just wanted him out of the house today.
I'm just kidding. Don't be meaner.
We're not mean, but I'm just like, sometimes
I'm
just like,
chores for like 10 bucks a week.
Seems like a lot. Okay. Okay. So this is a song. This is a song called Friends. Do you know this song?
Oh, but here, I want to say this.
Yes, please
do. Just because what we were just, that's hilarious that you're tripping over giving your kids $60. Well, yeah, Elton John, we were talking about like, Elton John probably just gives them like, oh, here's $1 million. Go to the mall.
Just go use your credit card.
Yeah, do you think
here's a blank check. If you lose it, no big deal.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they probably have a credit card. Right. And they just go, yes, just put it on the card.
I do remember when, I'm fascinated by this now, because I also do remember in high school, friends of mine getting to do that. I knew people who were like, I've got my mom's credit card. And I would be like, first of all, how did you do that?
Yeah. Secondly, how did they let you?
But it's like, how did they let you? I remember friends just being like, I just used my mom's credit card. And they're like, they just let you do it? No, this is a pre-9/11 world.
Also, no one checks. I don't check.
When Pilar said, yeah, we'll just give him, you know, 40 for lunch and 20 for Rita to spend, I had a dollar in my wallet.
Right.
I'm like, well, I have a dollar.
Do you have 59 I could borrow? Because I can give him a dollar.
No change. They didn't bring any change back.
See, that's another reason I can't have kids. Too expensive.
Yeah.
I always brought the change back.
Well, they said they didn't have any change.
Oh, I had to, too.
I didn't have to, but I felt like...
Wow, you were too nice.
And I would count all the coins out. And my parents were like, "Well, just
so
keep
nice.
That and just give me the
Rita got in the car and she had like two giant scoops of ice cream. She goes, "Dad, I only got a scoop of chocolate, a scoop of something de leche, and I got peanut butter cups sprinkled on it." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
So she was reasonable.
That was $8.
Yeah.
There's eight
of
it.
I love it.
The poop emoji pillow, that was $15.
Right. Is it her birthday? Like, what?
Her birthday was 2 weeks ago. I took her and two of her friends to Disneyland.
Oh, wow.
It's insanity.
Man, you guys are like Elton John and his husband.
No,
you
we're
guys
not.
Are spoiling
no,
them.
No, we're not. I mean, we're spoiling. We can't afford to spoil them, but for some
I love it. I now wish ridiculous. I was your. Can you adopt me?
Well,
please.
One of your chores is going to be shaving your pits. We'll see how that goes.
Hey, I charge $60. No negotiating.
$60 to shave your pits?
Yep.
Well,
flat
that was some, well 20 for that said, and 40 for Panera.
What if you were a hooker and that was some guy's fetish?
Oh, that's for sure a fetish.
I want to come over and watch you shave your pits.
Oh, that's for sure on
Not
the internet.
Not anything else, just your pits.
100% that's on the internet as a fetish. 100%.
Andrew, if you can find that, put that in the notes tonight.
It's definitely. He's got a bookmark. Who are we playing?
Shavepits.org.
.org. It's a nonprofit.
Yeah. .org. Okay, let's hear the song Friends from this movie Friends that I don't know anything about, but I like this song.
Very successful show.
I hope the day will be a light, a highway. The friends I found on every road. Can you ever think of any better way for the lost and weary travelers to go?
There's an armpits-fetish.com.
Of course.
Of course there is.
I think licking armpits is a thing.
For the world to see.
Yum.
Let the people know you got what you need. With a friend at hand, you will see the light. If your friends are there, then everything's all right.
Throw that out, Kyle. It's in shim. Throwing that out to Joey and Ross.
That's.
I don't know how I got on this show.
That's my Schwimmer.
It's not bad. Is that Schwimmer as a giraffe?
Yeah.
In a Madagascar film?
You know,
you're rocking the mic now. You're actually.
I don't know what you're doing over there. I like to feel it.
Why would you hold it up off the pad?
She was
like
swinging
that?
Around her head.
I don't know because I was hurt. I didn't like leaning.
Why don't you pull it towards yourself?
Can I take it out of the thing?
Why would you? Yeah, do whatever you want. But just that's weird.
No, I can't.
Why don't you just slide it closer to yourself?
Because you just saw what happened. There wasn't a lot of, it's a comedy of errors in here now. Why didn't you just let me live my life?
Well, that's because you're the dummy.
That's right. I'm the three stooge.
You're knocking things over.
You got a song for us?
I do have a song for you. And look, we're going back to just like hits, but it's a beautiful song called Mona Lisa's. Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters. And I know that's a pretty obvious choice, but so what? I mean, it's so amazing.
It's like a hit, but it's also like a deep album cut all at the same time.
It's just so beautiful. I got to play it.
All right.
Yeah, let's we'll dedicate
so
this to...
So quit judging me.
...to Jay Randall comic, because he...
yeah, he knows what he's talking about.
Before you continue, someone named Ames also wanted to hear Susie dramas, so we filled that gap for you.
That's right. Y'all know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
Excuse me as I weep over here.
Until you've seen this trash can dream come true.
I for real only sing out in Johnny karaoke.
Is that true?
Yeah, because I have such a deep voice. It's the only thing in my range. This in Danzig.
And I thank the Lord. There's people out there like you. I thank the Lord. There's people out there like you. While Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters, sons of bankers, sons of lawyers, turn around and say good morning to the night. For unless they see the sky, but they can't, and that is why. They know not if it's dark outside or light.
That's one of those songs I can listen to on repeat like 70 times in a row and just not get tired of it.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
It's just, how is your singing voice?
Not great at all. Terrible. Terrible. So, but I can never even try to sing anything by a female. I sing almost exclusively Elton John because I feel I'm just right in that range. And then I really do sing like Mother by Danzig because it's super deep.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The person who did the artwork this week, Adam Jones, excellent artwork. We're playing tons of songs off Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, and the artwork is Goodbye Yellow Brick Road themed. Yeah. That's probably Elton's, like, if someone said, what would you do? That's the one, right? I mean, if Springsteen has like Born to Run, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's hard to say. I like Honky Chateau.
Like, where should I start?
Like if somebody was like, I'm an alien and I've never heard an Elton John song.
Or Elton John album.
That's so hard.
An Elton John album, I mean.
Right.
I think that might be the most recognizable.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like the one that people could you know, pull if you were like, name an Elton John album. That's the first one they probably get.
Yeah, like, I think if you went through
normal people.
If you went through someone's album collection and they only had like one or two Elton John albums that weren't greatest hits albums, I think they would have Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Sure. That's fair.
Adam Jones wants to hear another song from Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, which is All the Girls Love Alice. And
that's on my list.
Adam does great artwork, so let's hear it. Here we go. Some really rocking guitar on some of these songs. Dude. And you forget that. Davy Johnston.
How has Alice Cooper never covered this?
I know, really. I would say all the people love Alice. I wouldn't have said girls.
Exactly. All the people I've slept with love Alice.
Yep, all five of them.
Is that a true number?
It is.
Really?
Yep.
You've been married a long time.
I lost my virginity very late, too. 25.
Yo, pause this song. How have we never talked about this?
Oh, it's been talked about many times.
Oh.
Oh, Never Not Funny and stuff. Great song, Adam.
Hey, you're not a bad-looking dude. How did that happen?
You know what?
Accident.
After, you know what? As you start to get older and it hasn't happened yet, then I started to think.
You psyched yourself out.
I was just like, everyone's had sex now but me. So now.
I don't understand your logic.
I'll just be a priest.
I just thought, oh, I'll be so terrible at it. Like all the girls are already getting it. Yeah. So I just.
Oh, like, so everyone was already like seasoned professionals.
Everyone was. Yeah. They're charging money.
No, but what's your logic? So
it would just never. I don't know.
So it psyched you out in the way that you were like, I'm already to this point. Everyone else is already super good at it. So they're not going to want to deign to sleep with a novice.
I dated a lot of girls for like a long durations of time too, like 1 or 2 years, and
they weren't even like, yo dude,
it was, yeah, just
where's
it was
your
so
boner
weird. Yeah, so I had a boner.
Like,
Jesus, now hold on a second.
But I'm just saying, like, were the ladies not like, what's up, man? You don't want to stick it in?
All the ladies love Cool James. So I couldn't, no, I just.
That was Jason.
It just didn't happen. It just, that's, I don't know. Yeah, it wasn't.
Because you got psyched out.
I think so. It just.
So how did it actually finally happen? You don't have any details. It's like, was it a long-term girlfriend and you were finally like, all right.
Are we having the sex? You don't know how it happens? You want, look, the man gets aroused.
And then a bird, like, and then a bird fucks a bee. That's what happens. Right?
What circumstances finally the perfect storm of?
Oh, a girl.
He tripped.
A girl that I dated like in ninth grade. We reconnected like later
through
when
Facebook?
I was 25, right. Not through Facebook.
Did you tell her?
There was
you
a like, thing called, there was a, no, I didn't. She just, we were dating.
Right.
And you know, she was just like, all right, enough's enough. And she just basically. Boom.
She raped you.
Yeah, but I mean, well, not.
Can't rape the willing. So, but you.
She's like, we're
she
doing
knew
it.
What was up, though.
Yeah.
She knew you had not done it before.
She did not know.
She kept her expectations low.
She was just like, wonder why we're not doing this yet, probably. Oh. And she's like, we're just
did you
it.
Tell her afterward?
Okay.
This is well-trod ground.
This is so funny.
You're blushing.
Am I blushing?
You're blushing.
What I'm
going to
say. So then, like, after that, then what happened after that? Kind of stopped seeing each other, and it was...
Ooh, was that bad?
Was so bad, yeah.
So, yeah. No, it just, it was because I was living in Chicago, and it was all this weird stuff.
Right.
Not weird stuff, but... So then, at my 30th high school reunion, mm-hmm. which was 2012.
Okay.
She was there.
He had sex for the second time.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, because my wife was with me.
Oh, okay.
This is funny. At the high school reunion, I have a picture of her name. Her name's Mimi. I have a picture of Mimi and me and Pilar, and I call that picture my first and last.
Yeah.
But I told her that night, I said, I have something to tell you that you probably don't know. And I told her, I go, that night, I had never had sex before.
No way.
Like, and I said,
was she like, dude, I could tell?
No, she was just like, oh my God, that's so sweet. Blah, blah, blah. And I just go, and I didn't want you to think that I didn't want to. I just didn't make a move because
I didn't know what I was doing.
I didn't know what.
So, that's funny.
Yeah.
So you, like in college, when you're supposed to really be getting your dick wet all over town, you weren't doing nothing.
Just fucking being jackasses.
Just jerking it.
Just being jackasses.
Just jerking it all day long.
Yeah. Maybe making out with girls, but not. Yeah, just
your roommate's like, can you leave for a little bit? Like,
oh, he was a good kisser, Kyle. Oh, geez, wait.
Roommate's like, can you leave for a little bit? And you're like, yeah, you know what? I think I'll go down to the record store.
Right, exactly.
And you just come home with 10 albums.
I remember my roommate, senior year, he was drunk and passed out in bed. And I was on the couch watching TV and his girlfriend came in and she's like, where's John? And I'm like, he's passed out in bed. And she goes, what are you watching? And I said, whatever it was. And she crawled on the couch with me and was spooning me. And I'm like, ooh. What the fuck is going on?
And you were like, yo, he's in the next room.
He wasn't in the next room. He's right in the same room.
In the same room.
Yeah.
Why weren't you like, can you do me a favor? There's a thing I haven't done yet. I know you know how to do it because I can hear you and my roommate, your slash boyfriend. You show me the ropes.
What was her name?
You could have taken a care of biz right then.
Marianne Trofino.
Okay, full name.
She's not listening to this.
That's not getting past the censors.
She's not listening to this.
She might be.
And by now, she might have been married and changed her name. So.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
She said sex about 1,000 times.
I'm not giving full names in sexual situations.
Well, now what's your number? You comfortable with that?
Yeah, sure. It's
line of questioning.
Yes.
I hope it's 4. Please be 4.
It's not. It's not 10. It's 4. Like 8.
Please be 4. Did you say 4?
It's like 4.
Mine's 4.
There you go.
I was married for my 20s.
Oh, that's right. I always forget that you
lower
were married.
Than, yeah.
I always forget that. Crazy.
There's some counting going on. This is good. This is good for radio.
No
this
joke. It's 8.
8. That's cool.
Yeah. It's not cool. It should be way higher. It should be way higher.
Look, you're
I'm
single,
a grown
so you
woman.
You can make that higher.
I'm trying.
There's a fly honey.
I get a lot of no thank yous.
That fly honey's
that's
coming
a
in.
Now you're phrasing it like it's a charity case.
Not a charity case.
Like,
I'm just saying.
Oh, he'll do you a solid.
Why don't you and Mike Siegel
he'll
date?
He'll throw you a pump. What?
I don't know why you guys don't stink.
We could ask Siegel now how many people he slept with, and he would still be counting by the time this episode drops.
As soon as he walks in, like, that's the first thing we... Hey, how's it going? How many people have you fucked?
How many people have you... Well, I say make love to.
You just go, what?
I say rock.
This next Elton John song is about how many people Mike Siegel has boned.
How many people have you rocked gently is what I say.
Oh, and then he goes, oh, zero.
What? Who played the last song? Did I play that stupid friend song?
Yeah.
Yes, because I fully you can play more of it if you want, because
No, we played that we played the song.
There was
Adam
like
Jones.
A record scratch when you dropped that bomb.
It's your turn.
No, did you play yours? Or was that a request?
Played his, then he played the request.
Adam, so now it's your turn.
All right. And what was the one you just played?
I played All the Girls Love Alice.
Right. Yes, because that was on my list. Okay. So I took that off my list. This is tough because I'm trying to switch it up. But I just have so many from certain albums. Dude, I don't know. I'm going to have to go with the one, like I said, the look I wanted to rip off, and I almost dressed as Halloween as Elton John in the I'm Still Standing video.
All right. So that's what we're playing?
Yes, please. Because I love that video. I love the song. It's very triumphant.
This was a gigantic song.
It was such a jam.
Yeah.
You can never know. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice, and there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you.
That's a preview of me singing this at karaoke.
Sober, too. You sing that sober.
Stone cold sober.
Did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got the taste of love in a simple way, and if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade.
There's not one bad song on this album.
Nope.
Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid.
Also, not Elton John's output was so many albums, and then all the singles would have like unreleased B-sides too. I mean,
right.
There's so much
just
music
endless,
out there.
Yeah, dude.
It's crazy.
It's like, does that guy just lock himself in a dungeon in front of a piano? And it's like, I'm not coming out until I write 900 songs worth of hit music.
Or I mean, or is it just so easy to
yeah.
for them? I don't know. It's
yeah.
unbelievable. Okay, the next song I'm going to play is from 86. It's probably the worst, one of the worst Elton John albums. it's called Leather Jackets.
Right.
And, my grandmother, Nana DeLozier, Nana Mary, at Christmas, she would say, tell me what you want for Christmas. And she would write it down and meticulously, and she would get you exactly what you wanted. Now back then CDs were still like list price CDs were like still $16.99. So I asked for two CDs from her for Christmas. I asked for a Billy Squire CD and I asked for Elton John Leather Jackets because I liked the single, which is what we're going to play. It's called Heartache All Over the World. And that's what I got. And even though I never listened to this album, I still have that CD because she got it for me.
Of course, sentimental value.
Yeah, sentimental value. And I still love this song, but man, this all the songs are written by Elton and Bernie, but man, this album sucks. I try so many times to
right.
listen to it again, but I do love this cheesy piece of crap. This is Heartache All Over the World. That was released as the single and it didn't even chart.
Well, I'm going to see that. I'm going to match your cheesiness
mm-hmm.
with a jam called Club at the End of the Street, which a lot of haters hate on.
But this was a hit, though.
It's a hit. It's corny as shit. It had that crazy cartoon video.
Yeah.
So what? Love it. Love it. Also another karaoke staple. Coke Zero have caffeine in it because I'm feeling saucy.
It does.
Yeah.
You want another one?
No. I gotta sleep tonight. And the light of the moon is a bang. And the stars up above walk the heavens. Skip a little ahead because we gotta get to the me and you rendezvous. Rendezvous. Yeah.
Wow, that's perfect. Perfect. This is from 89, Sleeping with the Past. Yeah, that's hysterical, the cartoon video.
I love it. I love it.
That should be your profile picture.
Actually, for a while, the I'm Still Standing Dewey Defeats Truman hat that he's wearing was my default.
What if the next time we talk to April, I ask her what her number is, and she's like 17? So what the fuck?
I hope it is.
It's just a month ago.
Put that out there. I'm going to use the secret. I hope it is.
You're going to get more of your dudes at the end of your show. Hey, if you took some of them up on their offers for dinner.
No, you got, but come on.
Hey, I got a plane to catch. I can't do dinner, but if you want to fuck for 5 minutes.
Whoa!
Whoa!
5 minutes, man. Huh? 5 minutes?
Five minutes, dude? That's them. Is it? Is it, dude?
How is that an all slam on the woman? Like, wait, what? That's not even what? Me and you, rendezvous. I love it.
We played Mona Lisa's in Mad Hatters, right?
Yeah, yep. We did.
Jay Randall comic. Just pretend like that was dedicated to you.
Oh, thanks.
I brought that up at the time, so we're good.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, are you looking at the Twitter also?
I was looking at it a little bit.
Let's play a song for Miss Wendy Ray. She said, my mom suggested Madman Across the Water.
Yes.
And I think that's on my list, Kyle. So it's from the album Madman Across the Water. This is an album I had never heard in its entirety until this past week. And it's an amazing album. It's an amazing album.
I'll play something from it next.
All right. And let's hear... Again, this is for Wendy Ray's mom. Wendy, are you listening to the show with your mom?
Sorry about all that boner talk earlier.
Yeah. I'm taking it right from the top for Wendy's mom. I'm going to slide it in right to the top for Wendy's mom.
Whoa! Saucy.
I can see very well. There's a boat on the reef with a broken back.
Listen to that voice.
See, that's another thing I love about him. Because his voice can be super beautiful, yep. and then it can be like, yeah!
Yeah.
There's a joke in the knowing very well. It's one of those that I told you long ago. Take my word.
In this song, you get both voices, I think.
Yeah, you get the and you get the yeah.
I'm gonna jump it up and see if we can get some craziness.
But is it in your conscience that you're after? Another glimpse of a madman across the
right?
Great pick, Wendy's mom.
Good job, Wendy's mom.
Wendy's mom is awesome. She's a MILF. I call her MILF.
Whoa.
What if she's 70?
All this sex talk.
Sex talk.
All right. Was that your pick?
Yeah, it was Wendy Ray's, but go ahead. It's your turn. Because you said you were going to stick with that same album.
Yeah, from the same album, I'm going to play, of course, Leave On. How am I not going to play Leave On?
So great.
So great. This is another song where I could just listen to it 12,000 times in a row. Mm-hmm. So beautiful.
It calls his child Jesus, cause he lights the main, and he sends him to the finest school in town.
I could play Bon Jovi's version of this after this.
Alright, no one asked for that.
He makes a lot to say. Spends his days counting in
the
garage.
I love British people.
He was born a pauper to a pawn on a Christmas day.
Headphones, you can hear yourself, right?
Yeah, it's great. It sounds great.
You're not good.
Toxic has a sword today. Yeah, it sounds amazing.
That's stupid.
And it shall be Levon. And it shall be a good man.
Y'all get
1971. It. Kyle, just stick with the same album then and play it. You know it from the, you don't know it from this, but it's featured in the film Almost Famous. Let's hear a little Tiny Dancer.
Of course.
This is how good Madman Across the Water album is.
I gotta go to the bathroom really fast.
You can go to the bathroom.
Yeah, tell me.
It's right in there. Shave your pits while you're in there.
Seamstress for the band.
This could be
George
a while.
George Michael impression her, while you're in
her
there.
Her pits are so hairy. This could take a while. What's she doing? She's getting toilet paper? I don't know what she's doing in there. She left the door open.
Merry music man.
Peeing with the door open.
Ballerina, you must have seen her dancing in the sand.
You dress like you dress tonight like you're gonna go to Arnold's and get a burger with Potsy after tonight.
Always with me, tiny dancer in my hand.
Kyle, how many of the songs that we played tonight do you know?
I know a lot of them.
Yeah.
There have been some I don't, but.
What were you doing in there?
Well, here's why I'm dressed this way. I was just cleaning my apartment all day.
Really?
And when I'm home alone, I try out weird makeup.
Okay.
And I was wearing this super dark lipstick.
Yeah.
Around my house because I was like, let me see how this looks.
It's kind of purplish.
Yeah. And then I saw my reflection in my phone and it was like bleeding all over my face. Why don't you guys tell me? I look totally disgusting.
I thought that was a look you were going for. You, this whole Patti Smith thing.
She doesn't wear any makeup. It'd be more like Robert Smith.
It didn't look like it was bleeding.
Yeah. It's like going all off. So I had to go wipe it off.
Look at this. I'm a person that will always tell people, do you ever talk to someone and they have like the white cakey in the corners?
Like,
I always tell them.
Right.
And then they, and every time they go, oh my God, thank you so much.
Right.
I always tell people I'll even tell you if you have an eye booger in your eye.
Well, listen, you are men. You don't know anything about fashion. You don't know that lipstick, when it's called bleeding, when it goes into the wrinkles of your lips.
Okay.
And that's what it was doing. And I felt like my mouth looked like a butthole and I needed to go correct that.
But why would you create, no one can see you but us.
It doesn't matter. It still like felt weird. Like I looked in the phone and
weird.
I was like, ooh.
All right.
So I needed to go take care of biz.
I need you to concentrate more on the show. And
I apologize. I know this is very compelling for the listeners.
Bleeding when you were singing.
I was opening my mouth really wide. So that was like maybe making it go everywhere.
Also, I want to say for months, I had been asking you when Fun Comfortable was coming to Los Angeles. Cause I said, oh, when it comes, I want to come to the show.
And you didn't come.
No, because my wife, well, you would have heard from me because I am not
right.
Pay for that bullshit.
Of course.
Yeah, I want to get in for free. But my wife was she was out of the country for 3 solid weeks. And that was when you were here.
Right.
So that's why you didn't hear from me.
Oh, and we did two shows and they were really fun.
And you were camping.
I was supposed to go camping that weekend and then I got really sick. Yeah. And then I just like, it was out all weekend.
So that's why.
I guess I know who my real friends are and they're not the two dudes sitting in front of me.
Can't leave those. Look, I can't, you know what? I could have given my kid $60.
You could have given a babysitter $60.
You could have given your kids $60 and told them to buy things around the house.
Bring the kids. My shit's kid friendly.
Let's sit. Is it?
No, not in any way.
So I'm banging these 8 dudes.
Yeah, okay. At the same time? That is not what
first
happened.
Off, oh, see, that's what I thought. When you said that you've had sex with 8 people.
No, it was
people,
not simultaneously.
I thought it was just that it all happened right at one time. See, that's how I did it. 5 at a time.
Yeah.
Done. Whose turn is it? We just covered the Madman Across the Water album. I am going to defer to April.
All right. What did you just play?
I played Tiny
Dancer. All right, I'm going to funk it up a bit, go back to Honky Chateau. I'm going to play a song called Amy.
Oh, that's my sister's name.
That's my ex-husband's girlfriend's name, and it's funny, I sent it to him like a couple of years ago. I was like, if you don't put this on a mixtape for Amy, she's going to dump you.
And? They're still together.
They're still together, so he must have done it. He must have taken my advice. I was like, don't let this end like we did.
You're far out, you're fab and insane. A woman of the world, it's quite plain. My dad told me Amy's your name. Said it'd break my neck
if I played your game, but he can't bust my head, 'cause I love you all the same. And I know you don't have to show your affection, 'cause I so if you don't want me around, I'll think around along the ground. You can't bump this bum in town. Amen.
Yeah.
That's a nice song.
Yeah, it is.
Can't hear it, though, because it's my sister's name. I don't like my sister.
Oh, all right.
I can't hear it over.
Why is everything
got to
be personal?
What'd you say? Why is it? This is very. I think.
Do you really not like your sister?
Yeah.
I don't like her either.
Yeah, it's his aunt.
She's a huge bitch.
What?
She is. She is a huge bitch. If we're being honest. You know what? I think we're more honest when you're on. Because if I try to get honest with Christy, Christy kind of like, oh, Pat.
Like, oh, don't say that.
I'm not.
Oh, what? I'm encouraging this? I'm not encouraging you to call your sister a bitch.
No. I think
you're more comfortable around me.
What I'm telling you is we get real when you're here.
Yeah, that's. I love it. No judgment. No. Your sister's a bitch. Fuck her.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't know.
I agree.
It's just crazy you're saying that on record.
I don't care. They're never going to hear it. And if they do, right. I don't care.
They know it.
Wait a minute, so what do you do?
They do. They know it. Everyone knows it.
Who's they? Your entire family?
Yeah, family.
Like your family
knows
doesn't
even her,
talk to
she'd
her?
She'd be like, I can be a bitch.
No, they talk to her because they all live in the same hometown. I don't talk to her because I
don't
need
to. You don't see her at Christmas
to.
Or anything?
Nope.
Nope.
No,
she's your sister, like say, your biological sister.
If I go home at Christmas, yeah, she's there and I'll be cordial to her.
Right.
But I don't make an effort. I don't call her on her birthday or any of that bullshit.
Really?
Yeah, her birthday's Christmas Eve. She's ruining
the holiday for us already.
Oh, okay. Is she younger or older?
She's younger. She's really.
Did you guys never get along?
I know we got along. She's really not a nice person. Yeah. You would not like her.
That's what I'm saying. Like even as a kid, was she not nice to you?
She's really, you know what? She was the youngest and she was the only girl. So my parents really spoiled her.
Okay.
And they've continued to.
They just like never stop.
They never stop. They like if my.
So your parents like her?
I don't even know if they like her.
I don't know if they like her, but like.
They feel sorry for her, but all of her misfortunes are
her own fault.
Caused because she's lazy.
Fault. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's a mess.
Interesting.
And she will, anything. Hey, welcome to Real Talk.
I'm saying, now, welcome to Family Secrets.
My sister, like, let's say her car, like, they live in Pennsylvania. So in the winter, they put winter treads on. Yeah. She'll just take the car up to my dad and say, I need winter tires. And he'll go buy them for her and put them on her car.
How old is she?
So, like, who's more nuts there?
She's 44 years old.
Yeah.
45.
And she has a kid.
Yeah,
she's like 10.
She's 45 years old. She's ridiculous.
See, here's where I got to tell you, though. That's your parents' fault.
It is.
Totally.
Oh, totally.
Like, why are they still doing that?
I don't know. We've told them a million times.
If I called my parents tomorrow, if I was like, Mom, come put tires on my car, she'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You're a grown-ass woman.
They would tell that to him.
Yeah, they would tell that to me.
Or my dad.
Yeah. Now, it's not like you, if you, you know, God forbid, you had an accident and you said, Mom, you need to come out and help me for a couple
weeks.
Oh,
that's different.
That's totally different.
That's totally different.
Yeah. But my sister would just be like, I need this. And they're like, oh, yes, Amy. I'm like, ugh, awful.
Why do they keep doing
it? I have no idea. Because she doesn't even treat my parents nice.
Yeah, she'll go over there, yell and scream. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Every time she's there, the door slams and she, come on, wait, Eric, that's her son. Come on, Eric, we're leaving. So, you know when she leaves? Right when it's time to do dishes or something.
Her son's name is Eric. His social security number is, their address is. Yeah, but I mean, like, why do your parents? I mean,
just
I would just be like, I'm
so
not doing
you
it.
Go to my hometown, you can avoid them.
Okay, all right.
Because my parents are not. That's the way they show love, is by giving her whatever she wants.
Right.
Instead of giving her some fucking tough love. And not.
I mean, I guess it gets to a point where if she's 45, it's like, what's it going to do?
I know. Yeah.
What's going to change? Interesting. Anyway, this is a song Elton John wrote about your sister called Amy.
It's called The Bitch Is Back.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy, his tweet is great. It was to Rock Solid. And
his tweet is like, you're right, your sister does suck.
It says, sorry seems to be the hardest word because I hate being happy.
Is that on my list? I feel like that was on my list. Maybe it's not.
I don't know.
I do love that song, though.
Here we go.
Oh, you have it?
Go ahead, turn. I got to jump ahead here.
What do I do when lightning strikes me?
and awake to find that you're not there. What do I do to make you want me? What have I gotta do to be heard? What do I say when it's all over? Sorry seems to be the hardest word. It's sad,
so sad, so sad, sad.
With the sad, sad situation, and it's getting more and more absurd. It's sad,
so sad,
so sad.
Why can't we talk it over? To every single one of these.
That one has 9 number one hits.
Wait, that's it?
9 number ones.
I know, I still think that's it.
But yeah, then he's got a lot that are number
that's
two.
That's a
lot
more number, than dudes you've slept with.
He's got a number. He's got a bunch of number twos.
Let's shift focus.
Sorry. Yeah, come on now. Now, Kyle, you just...
It's embarrassing. That's not a high number for somebody my age.
I think that's a very nice number.
It's a nice number.
It's a very nice number for you.
I feel like I should be in double digits by now.
What would Christy say if I ask her that number? If I ask, I'm going to ask her the next time.
She's been married a while, right?
Yeah, but you were married once.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I have not, I've been single in my adult life longer than I was married. You know
what
I'm saying?
Gotcha. Well, your number should be way higher than
that. Yes.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
It's a good question. Please ask every dude who constantly disses me.
What if I was serious when I said that?
You should be.
I think, here's what I think. I think you're a strong, opinionated woman.
Yep, and that is very unattractive.
And I think...
Message received.
I think... No, I think guys might be intimidated by
it. So 100%. It's not an attractive quality.
Don't stop being... No,
well, like I could if I wanted
look,
to.
Look, man. Look, dude.
Look, what's up, dude?
No, no, it's not. It's not an unattractive quality.
It kind of is. I'm going by the evidence I've been given.
The evidence,
which is a lifetime of rejection. It kind of is, but I can't help it.
I don't think it's a lifetime of rejection.
Well, like a lot of it, especially lately.
So weird.
Yeah, but it's like I keep trying to date dudes in the comedy world, and they're pussies, straight up. They are.
All right.
I mean,
you want to name names?
That quote will be on,
I'm not naming
on
names.
AV Club tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Dudes in the comedy world are pussies.
But also, I don't know how to flirt. Like, whatever. I've talked about this to death. Like, other, because I don't know. I have no game. I have no chill. Mm-hmm. I cannot be chased. Like, waiting for somebody to give chase, I'm like, I'm so impatient.
Uh huh.
And so there's, and I have no mystery. There's no nuance.
I think that would be refreshing for a guy.
It oh is. God, it is.
Don't got to play any games.
It is for like, I think it is in the beginning because I get guys to go on like first and second dates.
Yeah.
And I think initially they are like, oh my God, this is so cool. A girl's asking me out. And I think that wears off quickly. Hmm. I think it wears off quickly because after those first couple of dates, I'm still kind of like, what's up, dude? Still totally into you. And then they're like, whoa, you're still calling the shots? This is weird. And I think it becomes unattractive really fast.
I think guys are weird too.
They are, but I'm just saying, I'm not blaming them. I know that that's not attractive, and I know that I need to be more patient, and I also don't know how to flirt. My idea of flirting is like out-joking a dude, which is like, how is that attractive to try to be like, no, I'm better at this than you are. Isn't that hot?
Are you out-joking them, or are you just riffing and having a fun time?
Riffing, but to the point that it's not, you know, you got to, I don't play the game. I don't pretend like I don't know things, and I don't pretend like I'm not funny. Like, you know what I mean? I can't be coy. I don't know how to be coy at all.
Who wants that? Who wants that? Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know, like 9 out of 10 dudes do, apparently.
That's a big insecurity, I think.
Well, tell your fellow dudes to nut up.
Nut up or shut up.
Put that on a t-shirt.
I'm saying.
Okay, Kyle, let's go for the album 21 at 33. Which was a reference to Elton's 21st album, came out when he was 33. And so he called it 21 at 33. And this is a song called Two Rooms at the End of the World.
Through a mutual agreement, we got that aching feeling to look up one another one more time. Try
Siegel just walked in. He's dancing like a jackass. We got started late.
What time were you supposed to be here?
Oh, yeah, well, you're 5 minutes late.
We only have like another hour to go. Don't sweat it.
What do you have to do? Do you have something to do later tonight?
What do you have to do?
Do you have anything tomorrow?
Clearly not shave.
Yeah. Are you traveling tomorrow? You're the silver fox with that beard. Look at you.
This is also good for radio.
That's your new nickname.
No one can see any of this.
But I just said he's got some gray in his beard. He's the silver fox. So imagine Siegel.
Do you want to ask him the question?
Imagine a beard.
Oh, yeah. We went through this question here.
Siegel, we talked about you laying pipe. How many? What's your number?
What's your number? Do you got a number?
Tell us. I said mine.
We all gave our numbers.
We all gave our numbers. Full on. Do it.
You don't have a number? Do you know what your number is?
Can you count that high?
Or are you one of those guys that I don't even know?
What's an old person.
You're an old person?
You're not
person?
Old.
So your number's high because you're old?
We knew you weren't going to answer.
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't keep track? I thought all dudes... I know dudes that are full on lit. Like, I've seen a dude's list, like names.
No. That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Is it really is it more than 30?
It's definitely more than 30. Is it more than 100?
100?
You fucking...
So under,
I know
under
dudes younger than him that have numbers
over
like that.
30.
Give it a range. Okay. Is it between?
Apparently I have time.
we have a couple more. We're into the career.
That's right. Turn
John.
In a list by the time we're done.
35 albums are you into?
We're not doing all the albums.
We're just playing them all in
songs.
And, their
and we also, since this episode airs drops tomorrow, we're taking a Twitter request, which actually is working out better than I thought it would.
We're listening to the fans.
Yeah, we're listening to the peeps.
Wait, the one that you just played, was it a request or one that you chose?
That was one of mine. I like that song. Had you ever heard that song before?
Yeah, totally. All right. I couldn't remember if you read it off because I don't want you to skip your turn again.
No, I didn't, but it's your turn now.
All right.
April's number was 70.
Oh my God. I wish. It was not even close. I do kind of wish. My number is 8, by the way, Mike. And I do wish it were higher. That's a sad. I'm 36.
And she's got the highest
That's
number.
That's a sad number.
She's got
number.
The highest number at this table.
Thank you. I was married, but I've been not married longer than I was married. So it's like I need to make up for lost time.
But his number is more than all our numbers added together.
Yeah, but that's not.
That's
we're barely in double digits when you add them together.
You're right. We are. Lame right. numbers.
Totally. Oh. Okay. That was kind of a rockin' jam.
Yeah, it was. Fuck you.
Okay.
I don't even know what that came from.
It
was
down.
A fucking. We said the F word.
That's other than you guys getting realist when I'm here. I feel like you drop more F bombs when I'm here. Like I'm a bad influence. I think
we're dirtier when Siegel's on. I think.
Yeah, we're. I think we're really.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think
you're
we're dirtier
when this pussy is on. Who won't even say his number?
Yeah.
He's being all modest right now.
I definitely think it's the dirtiest shows are when Siegel's here.
That's funny.
And it's not because
it's not more F words either. It's just dirtier.
It's just dirty. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna play. Legit, I've killed karaoke parties with this before because I was like, y'all ready for this? And then I play it and I'm like, it's not a party starter because it's called Sad Songs Say So Much.
Maybe you stop singing, you'll get laid.
Whoa. Oh, so it is my personality.
No, it's your
That's sing, what it turned
singing,
out to
it's
be.
Your singing voice.
We'll get ready for more of it on Sad Songs Say So Much.
I don't
much.
Know if I like you using the equipment like this.
I'm like ripping it out of the thing.
Is the hardest part when memories remain. And it's times like these when we all need to hear the radio.
I always sing this in karaoke without fail.
South of summer, sing a peep and share the troubles we already know.
Now does the guy at karaoke go, are you sure?
Yeah, he's like, you really do want to kill this party?
Turn on those sad songs.
Siegel's in the wine cellar.
You can open that if you want to.
Wait, hold on. Turn up this because this is the best part.
And reach into your room. Whoa.
All right. I love that video too. That's when he's in the ticket taker hat and he's like walking down the street and everybody in the street's going crazy and like hanging out their windows like, oh my God, Elton John. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
What was I going to say? Let's play, I'm going to play another song from Too Low for Zero that I love. It's Whipping Boy.
Yes, that's on my list too.
Yeah, that's great. It's not on my list. She said she has it, so you can play it from her list.
Yeah, let's hear it.
That's got some shredding on it.
I love this. Kyle's playing some air keyboard.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any keyboard in that.
I don't think there is either. It's the only Elton John song with no keyboard, and Kyle's jamming it.
You can only fake it so long.
You know what? While we're going, can I just play the song Too Low for Zero?
Yeah.
Also love it.
Mm-hmm.
Just might as well since we already played all those cuts from that same record. Yes. And this is one of the ones where he sings, he's like, sticking like this.
Did you sing this at karaoke?
This is a tough sing.
No, this really will bum everyone out, though. Too low for zero. You know what I mean? To die to a... Oh my God, I want to sing all these songs. I went on with a friend last night. I'm out of blues in my shirt. I'm too low for zero. I'm on a losing streak. I got myself in a bad batch lately. I can't seem to get much sleep. I'm too low for zero. I wind up getting cheap. Nothing seems to make much sense. It's all discreet to me. You know I'm too low. I like that one. Too low. Too low. For zero.
I'm going to play a song now from the album that preceded Too Low for Zero, an album called Jump Up. It had songs like Blue Eyes and Empty Garden. And this song has features Pete Townsend on acoustic guitar. This is called Ball and Chain. It even sounds like Townsend, that little... I got a ball and chain hanging around my heart. You were the one to blame for tearing my... We'll play a couple more.
I was about
more.
To say, yeah, how many more do you want?
We'll just play a couple more. I think this is our most jam-packed episode for time because we're only right at 90 minutes right now. So we'll play, I want you to pick the playout song. You have a good playout song? Can you pick,
sure.
Can you narrow it down to one? Okay, cool.
Yep.
So you play one, I'll play one, talk about it, do a little promoting,
sure.
And then you play us out. And thanks to everyone. A lot of people, I didn't say your name tonight, but we ended up playing your songs because they were in our list anyway. But thanks everyone who tweeted at us. And if we ever record this close to air again, we'll do the same thing again. But I thought this would be easy because people know Elton John songs. So be pretty simple. So you play one, I'll play one, and then you play us out.
My last two are super predictable. But here we go, Honky Cat. How am I not going to play that? How am I not?
From Honky Chateau.
I'm saying, from one honky to another.
Kyle, you could rip it up on the air piano on this.
Country. to the woods. Well, I quit those.
Man, that horn section?
Yeah.
Come on.
How is this not featured on our horn episode? Episode.
Did I not play it? What is that, a bassoon? What is that in there?
What it is.
You better get back, honky cat. Living in the city, you know where his eyes like, trying to find
an Elton John songs. It was never like a formula where it was the same thing every
right,
time.
Totally.
I mean, it's so crazy how much stuff is in these songs.
He's the best.
She dropped
F you, Billy Joel.
I was just thinking about that. I'm like, Billy Joel does different stuff too, but this is really, really different.
Hey, sorry, you know, I was getting a phone call.
That's okay. We're only recording a show.
Oh, all right.
I'm kidding. Like Billy Joel, what he would do, he would say, oh, this song, this album is going to be my skinny tie new wave album. And this song is going to be my 50s doo-wop album. And this song is going to be this. But Elton John would just go, fuck it. Every album's going to be everything.
Yeah, it's going to be like whatever I can come up with
is what we're going to do. I'm going to play, my last song is going to be, I'm going to play a deep album cut because we've been hitting.
I know. I played a lot of like obvious hits.
It's good though. It's good. You played a lot of hits because you can't avoid playing these hits.
Yeah.
I will say apology to Little Genie and Kiss the Bride.
Little Genie's on my list.
Country Comfort. And
are you apologizing to the songs right now?
I'm apologizing to the songs I didn't play. Border Song, Take Me to the Pilot, Daniel, Your Song, which I'm pretty sure as a kid, I took the lyric from Your Song and I wrote it in my mom's Mother's Day card as if it was my lyric. Take Me to the Pilot, I will say apologies to that. And I'm going to play a song from Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player. This is a song called Elderberry Wine. This song sounds like it was a hit.
Right. Because you're kind of like, why wasn't it?
Yeah.
You are a wife of mine. You ain't to please me. Look like I please me. Mid elderberry wine.
Cool. All right. Let's do some promoting real quick. You are at AP on Twitter. Kyle, you are at Kyle Dotson Funny. I am at Pat underscore Francis, and we are at Rock Solid Show. April, are you still on tour?
I am actually. We're leaving this weekend. We're going to be, this is going out tomorrow. We'll be in Kansas City on Friday and Phoenix on Saturday.
Are those shows sold out yet?
I don't know. Everything's on funcomfortabletour.com. And then I know we're going to be in Boston in December, and then we're gone every weekend in January.
Give those a weekend. Give this weekend again so people that are listening.
Kansas City,
mm-hmm.
Phoenix. I'm 90% certain that's correct.
How are the shows going?
The best ever.
Have there been anywhere you're like,
That was the best?
No.
That
sucked.
Oh, cool. You want me to put an entire city on blast? No. They've all been great. I can't even tell you what the worst one has been. Honestly,
that's great.
Because there were even times, I mean, not to like shit on people's cities, but like,
yeah.
Like in Houston, we were dreading it. It was this weird venue, but interestingly enough, the Smiths had played in 1986. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was cool to be on that stage, but we were like, oh, this show is going to suck. And it ended up being like amazing.
You're on stage in Houston and the show's not going well. What do you say?
I'll say this. In San Jose, I choked on stage. Mm-hmm. Didn't I talk? I think I talked. Literally. Yeah. Like, yeah. I took a sip of water and started choking. Mm-hmm. And I had to stop and be like, I'm choking, you guys. I'm choking. And, like, people laughed. And I'm like, not a bit. Like, I was like, am I going to die on stage? Because everybody's like, look at this hilarious choking bit.
Yeah.
So that was kind of crazy. Because I was in the middle of telling this story about, like, catching a guy cheating on me. And it's, like, this long story. Yeah. But then, so I started choking at a time where it would be, I had to go, I'm not crying. I'm choking. It sounded like I was crying in the thing.
Have you worked?
And I saved it by flipping double birds because I was like, I'm not crying. I fucking hate that guy.
And have you worked the choking now into the act?
So every night
there's a choking chunk.
I go method. I take a sip of water. I make myself. No, it was the most mortifying experience of my entire life. I mean, honestly, like I had to stop and sit for like 30 seconds and start breathing in front of 2,000 people. Like, I had to be like, no, I'm actually
who
joking.
Who came to your aid? Who helped you? Anyone come?
Zero people.
No one from the side? No one
no.
from the...
Was it fun comfortable? Yeah. It was... No, there's no fun in it whatsoever.
No roadie came out?
No, because I think, again, for like a full 20... Like, for half of it, I think people were like, oh, this is going to be part of the bit and gotcha. Pay off. And that's why I had to be like, no, not a bit. I am in danger. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, if you're in Houston ever and your show's going bad, you just say, Houston, we have a problem.
That's what you wanted me to say.
It's terrible.
Oh, you went a long way for that.
It was awful. I will be editing a little bit.
Peanut Gallery did not like it either.
No, he's just thinking up some dirt. anything else? Kyle, you got any shows coming up soon?
I do. I have one on Friday in Las Feliz.
Las Feliz?
Yeah, that whatever. Whatever people say. I don't go there normally.
You look up where it is?
I don't know. I'm just literally typing in Las Feliz. Just look for it on Twitter.
Do you think if you type in Las Feliz, it's going to come the first thing up? Kyle's show?
Yeah. Or the pronunciation.
All right. Las Feliz, there's a comedy show. You have a website, right? Do you have a website? Is it active?
Nah.
Put it on Facebook.
Yeah, I'll put it on Facebook.
Kyle will put it on Facebook. Go to rocksolidpodcast.com and read Andrew Rich's cool show notes. There's a donation button over there. There's buttons to buy t-shirts and, but his notes are great. That's the reason to go is to go there and read all the notes.
Well said.
All right. As always, thank you. Thank you, April. It's always a great time when you're
yes,
here.
Yes, likewise.
And what is your play out song?
Let's get dramatic. I'm going to close it out with Someone Saved My Life Tonight, which is like high drama.
You know
that part? It was like, it's 4 a.m., damn it. Listen to me good. It's so super dramatic.
Hey, could you turn her mic down?
Whoa. No, that's not fair. I'm bringing quality.
Let's hear it.
It has such a ramp up.
This is crazy. Are the mics down?
When I think of those East End lights, muggy nights, the curtains drawn in the little room downstairs. Prima Donna Lord, you really should have been there, sitting like a princess perched in her electric chair. And just one more beer, and I don't hear you anymore. We've all gone crazy lately. My friends out there rolling round the basement floor. And someone saved my life tonight. Sugar Bear. You need